I got a new neighbor recently who bought the farm next door to us, so naturally I wandered over to introduce myself. A one-man South End welcome wagon he may have mistook for a snoopy neighbor. The 17 acres, barn, shops, and 1930s house went on the block after its previous owner declared bankruptcy for the third time. Obviously a slow learner, but like he always told me, no brains, no headache. I assume he's poor now, but migraine-free. When he went under the last time, he owed me a few thousand dollars. Well, I still have a small headache, and trust me, I'm no smarter. So what do you do? I asked my new sharer of a long property line he's just had surveyed. He'd recently been laid off, he told me, not certain if he was required to testify against himself, maybe plead the fifth. He had a wife, kids in college, another house down in the city. I could see he was growing uncomfortable under the wilting barrage of questions I interrogated him with, but maybe he should talk to his attorney first. He admitted he intended to build a house up on the hill, but money was tight with college tuitions, other mortgages, and, well, no job. I nodded my understanding. So what's next? I demanded, relentless as a prosecuting attorney turning the final inexorable screw before extracting a confession. Well, he said, I'm thinking maybe, I don't know, starting a microbrewery or, you know, maybe a nanodistillery up here at the barn. Let me get this straight, I laughed, boring in now. A brewery? Hellfire, man, you came to the exact perfect place. What do you mean, he asked, truly alarmed now he'd spilled too many beans. Well, you got no job, money's scarce, kids are in college, your wife's working, and you want to build a house, but first, you plan to open a distillery or a brewery. What I mean is, I explained, smiling broadly, you're a kindred spirit. You got the same dream as all of us South Enders. Welcome to La La Land, neighbor. It's good to know, at least for this old-timer, the newcomer's will carry on our time-honored traditions. Long live our southern values.